He said, why are you doing this? I am so tired. And I don't know if that's a good word. I just had it up to here. Okay. Of the body of Christ had been robbed of this wonderful, glorious, magnificent, precious, everlasting, fulfilling truth that God had given you, and Satan had robbed you and me, us together. We should be living lavishly.
Amen.
And you get offended at me or somebody else. I used to get offended too, but I found out it doesn't work. You know what the Lord told me? He said, when you get offended, you put up a fence. And it fenced you off from the truth. You can't get to the truth because you got the fence up. You'll put a cow in a pen, a stall. They can't get out and go out and graze in the pasture because you got them pinned in. That's what a fence do to you. It separates you from the truth. And you think you're right in your own selfish thinking because that person has done you wrong. Anybody in this house?
Amen.
And you're offended at them and you don't know it's the enemy. I'm going to show you something that the Lord is teaching me. You know what he said? He said, I want you to go teach your people. Because in life, I'm going to say it, you heard it, but you haven't heard it. In life, to live on in this life, it comes, when you live for God, it comes with persecution. But persecution don't stop it from working. Did you hear what I said? In life, everything you need in life, God don't have to go somewhere and try to come up with it. It's already been given. But I'm going to show you where we've been missing it. In some area. That area we have got it right. But when you are committed to when you're committed and say you're a believer and you're committed, you do not listen to the words coming out of my mouth. You do not let offenses, opposition, persecution move you. Even you had a disagreement with a person, you don't be moved from your position of truth. Because if you do, you just move yourself out of the way and Satan has put a fence up. And you're going to walk around with a chip on your shoulder. And if you keep it on there too long, he's going to slip something in there where you are. And you pinned up in that stall and can't get out, and it's going to mess with you. I'll give it to you like this. You pinned up in that stall. What if you were pinned up in that stall, this cow or this horse or this animal that you got pinned up, and you turn a hive of bees loose on them? They can't get away. And here's a sickness on you because you offended. That's one area. Another area, he want to make you ignore the truth and slip something on your blind side. You're doing all you know to do is right. But if you don't know how to detect, listen to me, if you don't know how, if you don't have the truth, you don't know how to detect it. And it's just slipped in on you and you should have had that door closed. All right, y'all ready for it? Okay. Say this with me. Father, thank you for the truth.
I am
done
with
offense.
I will not
take offense or be defended. By anybody,
anytime,
anywhere.
Offenses
come from the enemy.
And I'm not
in his camp. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let's work on this boy some more. This boy's father. We're getting there. Because I'm about to show you something. Jesus said unto him, back in Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, what? If thou canst what?
Believe.
How many things? All things are possible. Now listen what the young man said. Verse 24. Let me get to it. Let me get back to 9. I just got to have that one verse in my pad. So I have to get back to. And look what the man said in verse 24. And straightway the father did what? Okay, you got it up there. And straightway the father did what? And said. And said with what?
Tears.
Lord,
I believe.
But I see where my problem is at.
Yeah.
I believe, but Lord, I see now. I thought you were my problem. I thought those disciples was my problem.
Come on.
And they kind of were because they kind of were because they was in the same boat he was in.
Okay.
He was in unbelief and they was in unbelief. Because they asked Jesus later on, why couldn't we cast him out? He said, because of your unbelief. So the man recognized, I see where I'm wrong at. I'm believing some, but I'm not fully convinced yet. I'm not fully convinced in my heart that this is true. I'm not fully persuaded that what you said is true. So what am I going to do since I'm not fully convinced? I'm halfway believing. So what am I going to do? Good question. I'm going to go back to the Word. And I'm going to stay there until I convince myself, till I'm fully persuaded that I don't believe nothing else. I won't accept nothing else. I won't look at nothing else. And I won't talk about nothing else. All this stuff going on, all this hoopla going on, I'm going to convince myself what you said is the truth. I don't care who believe me. I don't care who gets on my side or don't gets on my side. I'm going to stand right here because this is what I believe. You said it, Jesus, and I'm going to stand here. At the expense looking like a fool, I'm going to stand here. At the expense calling whatever I be called, I'm going to stand right here because I'm fully persuaded what you said is right. Did that sell that quite? Did that sell that pretty good for you? Hallelujah. And this man said, and then he said, You notice what the man said. I read again. Straightway the father cried. Straightway the father, the child cried out and said unto him with tears. And said with tears, rather. I believe. But look where he was honest. And he talking to the right person. Help thou my unbelief. Sometimes we won't be honest. I believe a little, but I need some help. What happened? When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit. He said, you leave me here. Because this man done told me he needs some help. And you leaving here. I don't care how many people come running to see you, what's going to happen. You leaving. And he said, get out of here. He rebuked that foul spirit. What happened? That boy fell in the ground. They say he fell like he did. And everybody else thought he was dead. But Jesus knew he was delivered.
That's right.
See, people think you dead. But they're going to find out you've been delivered. Because you're going to rise up stronger and healthier than ever before.